A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's Daf Shabbos Samach Vav, 66 in Shabbos. We're starting from page 130 at the very bottom, which is the facing page to Samach Vav. So we're on Samach Hei Amud Beis on the last line, 65b at the very bottom. The Mishnah tells us, and then we'll move on to today's daf. Hakiteya, a person who's an amputee in the leg. Yotze bekav shalo divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds he's allowed to go out with the prosthetic limb, which is in place of his leg. Going on to today's daf, for Rabbi Yossi Oser. And Rabbi Yossi says he's not allowed to go out with this limb on Shabbos. And as it's explained in Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah, we paskin officially, like Rabbi Yossi, that he's not allowed to go out with this limb. And the reason is because the function of the limb that the Mishnah is describing is not functional, but rather as a tachshit, so that he should seem limp rather than an amputee. But he doesn't really lean on this limb, doesn't really use it functionally, and therefore it has the status of a tachshit. The way the Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Tzion describes it, it's not that it's a masui, it's not that he's carrying anything, because it is attached, and it's a tachshit, it's an adornment, it makes him look more presentable. However, we're worried that it may become detached, just like we're worried about all jewelry, that a person might take it off on Shabbos and walk with it. In terms of practical halacha, the way the Mishneh Berurah describes it, that is a jewelry issue rather than a carrying issue. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, based on Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, indeed rules that it's permitted in our time. Because in our time, we assess jewelry very differently, as we've mentioned in a number of sessions. The fact that we do not take off jewelry in our time, and we would not carry it, so that concept applies as well to this prosthetic limb, that we're not anticipating at all that a person would take it off and carry it in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's permitted to go out with it. Other Mefarshim add on, I think I saw it in Rabbi Ribiat, the 4-volume footnote 327, that because the limbs nowadays are properly connected to the person, it's not anticipated that it's going to fall off, it's not easy to detach, and again, that's another reason that we're not concerned that a person is going to carry it on Shabbos. Another significant factor here is that the Shulchan Aruch specifically wrote that he just wants to look as if he has a leg, but that it's not really functional. And the type of prosthetic limb described by this Mishnah is not a functional one that he leans on it, but rather something purely cosmetic. Nowadays, if a person would have such a limb with advanced medical knowledge, they would be attaching it in a way that he actually does have some functionality from it, and again, the status of today's prosthetic limb would change. Also to be considered would be the prosthetic limb regarding an arm, and in that case, we would simply have the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasos assessment. Rabbi Steinberg, in his medical encyclopedia, mentions it, the concept that even if it's a tachshit, even if it's an adornment and has the status of jewelry, but that is permitted, even if it's not truly functional, but it's the status of jewelry which we allow nowadays because no one takes that off. Certainly, a prosthetic limb No one's taking that off in the public area. Included in this general shaila is worthy of discussion other things mentioned, particularly in Nishmas Avraham, the medical-oriented Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, in which he mentions hearing aids, glasses, false teeth, different things that also are used by the person for different medical reasons, and generally the ruling is to be lenient with such things, some of them because they truly are easy to be lenient with, and other things because it's a shasad chak, because the person otherwise wouldn't be able to go out on Shabbos, and therefore we look for the more lenient opinion, which we follow, and allow such things. It's worth mentioning that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in fact, developed a kosher l'Shabbos electric wheelchair, in which he figured out that everything should be derabbanon's, and he held that because the person would be confined to the home, otherwise, that it's appropriate to rely on all possible leniencies whenever there's a machlokas, derabbanon, etc. He worked it out that it should be lenient. I, at one point, was researching a wheelchair for somebody, and I asked Reperet Steinberg, Rav in Queens, and the Posek for National Council of Young Israel, I asked him, Reb Shlomo Zalman says this heter with a wheelchair, and his words to me were, "Mi yavo achar hamelech, who can come after the king?" The king in Psak is Reb Shlomo Zalman, and if he allowed it, you should allow it. The Mishnah continues, top line, Samach Vav Amad Aleph 66a, V'im Yeshlo Beis Kibul, if this prosthetic limb has not just a stump, a piece of wood, so that he should appear limp, and not an amputee, but it actually has some sort of vessel on the top to accept kesisin, the cushions, so then tummy, then this prosthetic limb could become tummy because it's no longer pshute kliates, a straight piece of wood that is not a keli, not a vessel in any way, and cannot become tummy ritually impure, but rather, now that it has that indentation into which something can be put, so now it can become tamei, because in a certain way, it's a vessel. It's a vessel to accept the cushions. The reason that this second line of the Mishnah is extremely important to us is, again, because of our assessment for practical halachic purposes, what type of limb was the Mishnah talking about? And in fact, if you'll drop down to the bottom of the page, 7 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara elaborates on this line, it becomes clear from the Gemara that the kiteya, the amputee, the person here, did not use this prosthetic limb in a significant way. It was cosmetic, and he rarely leaned on it. Thus, we have a resulting machlokas in the Gemara between two types of tumah. Our Mishnah told us that it's tameh, because it can accept cushions, and therefore it's no longer a raw piece of wood. But there's a machlokas in the Gemara here. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, tameh tumas meis ve'ein tameh midros. It can become tameh, the regular types of tumah, from a dead body, from touching something that's tameh, but Tumas Medras, it would not become Tomei. What is Tumas Medras that Abaye here is talking about? Medras means you leaned on it, and it only applies, this type of Tumah only applies if the Tomei person is leaning on something that's normally leaned on. And Abaye learns that this prosthetic limb described by the Mishnah has the indentation for cushions, so it can become tamei, But he held, but it does not become tameh, the tumah of medrash, because it's not something that's normally leaned on. In other words, he's understanding this prosthetic leg as something purely that's dragged along by the amputee, and not something that he leans on to stabilize himself or whatever, or to actually use it for walking. Abai is viewing it in a very, very limited way as to what its function is. And that's indeed what we explained, that the prosthetic limb being described in the Mishnah was purely cosmetic. Rava Amar, Rava says, Af Tamei Medrash, it also can be Tamei Medrash, and the Gemara explains their positions, because Rava holds that since it's leaned on to a degree, at least occasionally, that is sufficient to make it Tamei Tumas Medrash. But either way, even if we don't get into the details of the Tumah, it is clear from this Gemara that it was leaned on in a very limited way, and certainly was not used for actual walking. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.